You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We walked past a group of white men, older white men, and didn't even come close to them, y'all. And he lied and said that I took his...
Do you believe that anger can be a productive emotion in certain situations, or do you think it's generally harmful and should be avoided?
I think anger shows you what you need to work on. So it can be beneficial in some situations where...
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Hey, beautiful people. Welcome back to another Moment with Joy. And y'all know what time it is. It's our time to heal, evolve, transform together in a sacred space. And I am grateful that each of you have joined me today for real. Okay? And before we start this beautiful, beautiful episode, I need you to subscribe to the channel. Okay? Subscribe to the channel. Go ahead. I'm going to give y'all a few seconds to do that. Mm-hmm. And then I need you to comment in the chat. Y'all go to the live chat and comment and talk to me. I want y'all to interact with your girl. Okay. It means the world to me to hear from you guys. Seriously. And also, before we start, I need y'all to know that we have started a beautiful community outside of this social media life. This community is a safe space, seriously, for you to explore all the things that you've been wanting to explore when it comes to your healing journey. If you don't know what meditation is, I'm breaking that down. If you need a better diet, I'm breaking that down. Anything that you need concerning your healing journey, we have exclusive content in the Empowerment Circle. And you can join today. It's in the description. Go ahead and join the community. And it's people just like you on their healing journey, needing guidance, needing advice, needing support, needing love. Okay? And it's created with you in mind. So go and join the Empowerment Circle today, right now. Okay? So today, we are talking all about anger, an emotion that we've all experienced at some point in our lives. And before we start, listen to what people had to say about anger.
How do you personally define anger, and what are some common triggers that lead to feelings of anger in your experience?
I feel like anger is rooted in disappointment or just like falling short. And common triggers for me are expecting too much out of people and expecting myself out of people and just being a little too overzealous in areas where I should be more realistic.
Do you believe that anger can be a productive emotion in certain situations, or do you think it's generally harmful and should be avoided?
I think anger shows you what you need to work on. So it can be beneficial in some situations where you know that this is an area that you're progressing in. But I feel like we're humans, so we're allowed to have emotions. I think that the problem is when we let those emotions fester, or we sit in anger too long, and it becomes rage, and it becomes like this domino effect of not being productive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What strategies or techniques do you find helpful in controlling and managing anger? And how do you think society as a whole could benefit from better understanding and addressing this emotion?
Prayer.
Come on.
Pray about it. Mm-hmm. Pause. Mm-hmm. Just the ability to understand that you are human, so you're going to feel it initially, but praying, releasing it, and society should really stop trying to be perfect all the time.
Yeah.
I think that's where anger, like, spurs from. It spurs from you feeling like you're not doing enough, and you don't give yourself enough grace.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you. All right, y'all. So we're going to explore what anger means to me, how I've navigated through this intense feeling, and hopefully my ways of getting through anger and navigating it can help you also get through it too. So first, we're going to define what anger is and a few triggers that could trigger anger, okay? So anger to me is this powerful and complex emotion that often arises as a response to feeling threatened, feeling frustrated, or hurt. It's a natural human emotion that can manifest in various ways. From mild irritation, we can get a little irritable, to intense rage. And I felt both on this journey. Common triggers for anger in my experience include feeling misunderstood when people just don't get it, facing injustice. I've been lied on before, y'all, at a restaurant. Me and my best friend walked past a group of men. I won't say a race, but they were, I'm going to go ahead and say it. This is my platform. Come on. And it's a safe space. We walked past a group of white men, older white men, and didn't even come close to them, y'all. And he lied and said that I took his wallet, called the whole Atlanta Police Department on me. They strip searched us in the bathrooms, and come to find out, the cop found the man's wallet in his front seat. He had left it in the front seat. So that was one injustice that I was like, I am angry. I am fed up. How can someone lie and then the police department believe them? You know? So those experiences, the triggers for being misunderstood, not someone not believing me, experiencing rejection, or dealing with unmet expectations, those are all triggers for me, okay? And I'm sure they're the same for you as well. Put it in the chat if that's something that you've dealt with before. Understanding your triggers can help you identify the root cause of your anger and work towards managing it effectively. So my personal experience with anger, and this is a vulnerable episode today, I'm opening up and letting you guys in a little bit. I remember a time when I felt overwhelmingly angry after a disagreement with a close friend of mine, my best friend, still to this day. So we're good after y'all hear this, don't, you know. But as a first-time mom with my little boy, I was, you know, still figuring things out, the whole parenting gig, okay? And I had my rules, and I wanted everybody to abide by them, especially when it came to keeping my son safe. I'd always stress that he was too small to handle closing car doors on his own. I know. Okay? It's a car door joy, okay? I didn't want him touching car doors because I had smashed my hand in the car as a child, and I just didn't want him to experience that pain so young, okay? I could just imagine, you know, his tiny fingers getting hurt, and it scared me. So one day when my best friend ignored my warning and told him to shut the door, I lost it. I rushed out yelling, trying to stop a potential disaster, and things got heated. And before I knew it, we were in a full-blown argument in the car as she's driving off. And my emotions were all over the place. And in a moment of pure rage, it stopped being anger. It turned into rage. She just wasn't listening to me, and I wasn't listening to her. She wanted me to hear her point, and I wanted her to understand I'm his mom. Anything I says goes. And I ended up throwing my phone through her car windshield. It was a mess, y'all. And looking back,
I could have really put us all in danger because my son was in the backseat. So thank God that she didn't veer off the road because she couldn't see because the windshield was shattered. But you know what, y'all? That incident was ugly, but it ended up being something beautiful because it made me realize something so important. My anger wasn't just about that one moment. It had been building up inside of me for a while. I never took the time to dig deep and figure out why I was so on the edge every single day, all day. And, you know, it took some soul searching to understand my feelings and to learn how to deal with them in a healthier way. Managing anger isn't easy, and it's something that many of us struggle with in our everyday lives. It's about recognizing those emotions when they start to bubble up, taking a step back and finding constructive ways to let them out. It's a journey of self-discovery and a journey of growth, and learning how to handle those intense feelings without letting them control you. And that's exactly what I was doing. I had those feelings for so long, and honestly, a lot of us carry anger inside of our bodies, and it's ugly to show that you're angry, and it's ugly to show, you know, it's just not favorable to people when you really, really upset. So, and people hide their anger and they bury it deep, deep, deep inside themselves when that's not the healthy way to do it. And I did it. I hid it so long that I hid it from me. And the anger came out in the wrong places at the wrong time with the wrong people. And if you don't understand how to get to the root of anger, this episode, I pray, helps you get to the root of it so you can pull it up, pluck it out, and destroy it. And I found myself in situations where I was so numb, and people would say, "Are you okay?" "I'm good." And a lot of y'all probably doing that too. I'm okay. Yeah, I'm good. I'm over that. No, you're probably not. You probably buried it so deep from yourself that you don't even remember that it exists until something happens and you snap. Like I did, I threw that phone through the windshield. And honestly, it wasn't that I was mad at my friend. And that's what anger will do. Anger will show up at the wrong time, and you'll end up hurting the people that you love the most and the people that love you the most. So today, we are going to find the root of the anger, and we're going to pull it up, pluck it out, and destroy it. Okay? And guess what? If you ever find yourself in a situation where anger takes over, remember to pause, reflect, and try to understand where the anger is coming from. It's not about suppressing your emotions, but about acknowledging them and finding healthier ways to express them. Y'all, it's a process. It took me time, but I promise you, with time and effort, you can learn to manage your anger and approach challenging moments with a clearer mind and a calmer heart, where you don't hurt yourself or hurt somebody who really, really, really cares about you. So now in my life, instead of reacting impulsively, I take steps back to acknowledge my emotions, and I reflect on why I was feeling this way in the first place. Was it really my best friend? Nah, it's not. Through deep breathing and mindfulness techniques, I am able now to calm myself down and approach situations with a clearer mind. By expressing my emotions calmly and assertively, I am able to resolve conflicts, and I'm strengthening my relationships with everyone that I'm involved with. Okay? And that's what finding the root of your anger will do. It'll help you. Okay? I believe that anger can be a productive emotion in certain situations when channeled constructively. It can motivate us to address injustices, set boundaries, and make positive changes in our lives. However, if it's unchecked and uncontrolled, anger can be harmful, leading to strained relationships, health issues, and destructive behavior. It's important to acknowledge our anger, understand its underlying causes, and find healthy ways to express and manage it, beautiful people. And I am going to give a worksheet that helps you manage your anger. And the worksheet is only going to be available in the community, the Empowerment Circle. You're going to get this worksheet, and I promise you, this worksheet helped me identify my anger. It asks questions. It asks you to write down what you're exactly what you're feeling. This worksheet is going to change your life. I'm telling you. Okay. So the worksheet will be in the empowerment community. How can you get there? In the description, the empowerment circle is open for you now. Okay. Now we're going to talk about strategies for managing anger and its benefits. Okay. Y'all got to practice self-awareness. Developing self-awareness involves recognizing and understanding your own emotions, your own thoughts, and your own behaviors, not somebody else's. Well, they made me do that.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Well, she shouldn't have said that to me. Because the truth is, if you have your anger under control, you know the things and the ways that you can allow a person who has, how can I put this? I'm not going to say that don't mean nothing. You are able to navigate through moments of unfavorable words, situations, experiences. You're able to not be touched when you know these are my emotions, these are my thoughts, how they feel about me don't matter, what they're saying to me don't matter, and my anger is not going to be triggered by something that means this much to me, period. And by being in tune with yourself, you can identify triggers that may lead to anger. And guess what you'll do? Take a proactive step to get away from it. Because I'm not gonna go back to what I used to be. I want to be different. Example, after a stressful day at work, you notice yourself feeling real irritable and you on the edge. Instead of ignoring these feelings, guess what you need to do? Acknowledge them and take a moment to reflect on why you might be feeling this way. This self-awareness helps you address the root cause of your emotions before they escalate into anger, because you know once you get home, baby gonna say, hey, I really want something to eat. Why you want something to eat? Why you wait till I get home to get something to eat? Da, 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 da. And it wasn't that baby asked you for something to eat. It was because we didn't deal with the feelings that we had or the emotions that we had before we even walked into the door. Okay? So what we're gonna do, self-awareness. How am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? What can I do? We got it? Cool. We got to start developing healthy coping mechanisms. Engaging in healthy coping mechanisms is crucial for managing stress and preventing anger from building up. These activities help you relax, unwind, and release tension in a positive way. What do you mean, Joy? When you feel overwhelmed or stressed, you practice deep breathing exercises or go for a jog in the park. Get out in nature on a sunny day. If it's raining, sit out on the porch. Do something outside. Get some air. And these activities will help you release pent-up emotions. They'll help you clear your mind and regain a sense of calm and balance. Okay? That's what it's going to do. And y'all, we got to start setting boundaries and establishing them. Establish and maintain boundaries, y'all. It's essential for protecting your emotional well-being and preventing feelings of resentment or anger from emerging from in your relationships. You have a coworker, right, who frequently interrupts your work to ask for help. Instead of feeling frustrated and angry, you politely communicate your need for uninterrupted focus during certain times of the day. And by setting this boundary, guess what? You prevent potential conflicts and maintain a healthy work environment. Because y'all already know, the old me would have went off. Like, I know you see me sitting here working, but that's not cool. And instead of flipping off the handle, once we have boundaries and people respect those boundaries and we make sure that those boundaries are established, it stops you from feeling everything inside of you. And you already know, oh, I can fix this. This is fixable. And no, I'm not going to do that. The answer is no. And no is a what sentence? A full sentence. So setting boundaries will prevent potential conflicts. And guess what? It helps you feel better at the end of this work day. Okay? And then what else do we have to do? Start practicing empathy and understanding. Cultivating empathy and understanding towards others can help you navigate your personal conflicts and diffuse situations that may trigger anger. What's an example, Joy? During a disagreement with a friend, you may make an effort to listen actively to their perspective and validate their feelings. By showing empathy and understanding, you create a space for open communication and mutual respect, reducing the likelihood of anger arising, because a lot of times when people are talking, we're listening to respond versus listening to just listen. And we got to start doing that, okay? So show more compassion, show more empathy, and guess what? You'll start showing that same compassion to yourself, okay? Y'all, we got to start seeking support and start communicating. I am a certified life coach, and I am here to help you manage your anger. I'm here to help you get to the bottom of it. Why is it there? Why is it there? And because I've lived with that feeling for so long, unchecked, uncontrolled, it ruined a lot of relationships and it ruined a lot of experiences. It ruined jobs. It just did things. My career, I wouldn't get certain gigs because they knew I would fly off the handle. So I had to get help. I had to sit in a room in a community such as the Empowerment Circle, y'all. And I had to talk to people who were navigating life like I was. And you don't have all the answers. We're not born with all the answers. I just knew I felt this feeling and it would overtake my whole body at times. And when I realized what the root was, I had to get rid of that. And when someone said something to me that would normally trigger me, I could look at them and go, I heal from that. Wow. They're not really coming for me. They're not coming for me. They ain't saying nothing. Even if they were coming for me, I have my emotions in check so much so that I don't have to respond or react. Okay? And I only got that way by talking with trusted people about my feelings. So talk about your feelings with trusted individuals and seek support that can provide you with valuable insight, perspectives, and coping strategies to help you manage this anger. And the Empowerment Circle is just that. When you're feeling overwhelmed by a challenging situation, put it in the chat and watch you get some love back. You got to reach out, y'all. You got to reach out to that close friend, that close family member, and share your thoughts and emotions. Their listening ear, their love, and their support, that will help you through your process. And make sure you can trust them. Because if you trust them, you'll only gain clarity on how to address the issue constructively and positively. And if you incorporate all these strategies into your daily life and actively practice them, you can effectively manage and navigate through moments of anger. Because I have people, y'all. Beautiful people who have big, big, big hearts. But they've let anger lie dormant for way too long. Way too long. They've let sadness lie way too long. They've let disappointment sit for way too long. And the moment that someone says something, they're instantly triggered. And that person gets all the anger. They get all the rage that they didn't even create. So this episode is for you to see that it's time to get into that inner part of yourself. Dig out the yucky stuff. The past experience that hurt you. The family member that touched you that shouldn't have. The relationship where it was abusive and mentally abusive, even sometimes physically abusive. We're digging it out. We're forgiving ourselves for saying yes to things that we should have said no to. We're forgiving ourselves for beating ourselves up for someone else's mistake in our life. And guess what? Today, we're releasing the anger. We're starting to, because it's a process. It don't happen in a moment. We're releasing the anger. We're forgiving ourselves. We're forgiving others in time, because that takes time. And guess what? You will overcome this. You will look at life a little bit differently, and the anger won't ruin opportunities, ruin careers, and ruin relationships when those things didn't cause it. Okay? So remember, please, self-awareness is going to be big. Picking those coping mechanisms that are healthy. Healthy coping mechanisms. We got to set boundaries. We got to show empathy, and we have to seek support. And I'm here for you. I am here for you. Okay? And all of these tools are for maintaining emotional well-being and fostering positive relationships. Okay? And in managing my anger, I find techniques such as deep breathing, mindfulness, journaling, and seeking support to be helpful. And society as a whole could benefit from better understanding and addressing anger by promoting emotional intelligence, empathy, and conflict resolution skills. Okay, so by creating safe spaces for open communication, providing resources for anger management, we can foster a more compassionate, understanding community if society could do that. That's my dream for society, period, because they look at anger differently than what we look at it, you know, us mental health lovers. Okay, as we navigate through the complexities of anger, remember that it's okay to feel this emotion, but it's essential to respond to it in a healthy and constructive manner. Okay, so I really, really hope that this episode helped you look at anger a tad bit differently. I don't want it to be this feeling that you feel like you don't have. Because a lot of people that have anger feel like they don't have it because they haven't tapped into the thing yet. And this episode, I hope it brings awareness that it's time. It's time to be self-aware. It's time to tap into those emotions so we can be better people and we can love other people better and we can be loved better. Because I'm telling you, once you get rid of that anger, you just become calm. Nothing really can touch your spirit, especially the negative things, because you're vibrating so high that the lower things start to look really small. So look forward to that when it comes to this releasing anger and managing it. Because I want all of you to be successful. And if you hold on to anger, it's going to be very hard to be successful in that way, to live the life that you really want to live. Okay? So I really, really hope that this helped you. And I want to thank each and every last one of you for joining me. And do remember this. It's okay. It's okay to feel angry. But it's how we choose to handle it that truly matters. So stay tuned for more intimate conversations on this channel, y'all.
Beautiful souls, it's with great joy that I unveil to you today a sacred oasis of transformation, growth, and empowerment, the Empowerment Circle. I am beyond thrilled to welcome you to this exclusive community where being a human being is celebrated over being a human doing. Here in this space of authenticity and vulnerability, we come together to evolve, to transform, and to shine our brightest light unto the world. I am honored to extend to you an invitation to join us on this extraordinary journey of self-discovery and liberation. The Empowerment Circle is not just a community. It is a sanctuary for your soul, a haven for your spirit, and a beacon of light in a world that craves connection and authenticity. Imagine having unparalleled access to me, exclusive content crafted with love and intention, and live community check-ins where we can gather to support, uplift, and inspire one another on our paths to greatness. This is a place where your voice is heard through interactive dialogue because I won't be the only one talking. You too will have space to share your story, ask those questions, and get guidance for your journey. Here, your presence is felt and your growth is nurtured with care and compassion. If you're seeking a tribe that honors your truth, embraces your uniqueness, and celebrates your journey, then the Empowerment Circle is calling out to you. Join us in this sacred space of healing, transformation, and connection. Your seat at the table is waiting, and your presence is not only desired, but it is deeply cherished. Are you ready to step into your fullness of being? Are you ready to embrace the power of community and the magic of connection and the beauty of shared evolution? If your soul is resonating with a resounding yes, then I invite you to take the leap and join us in the Empowerment Circle. Welcome home. Your journey to empowerment begins now. If you need extra support on your journey, the Empowerment Circle is waiting for you. You have a seat there. The door is always open and there's always room. Okay? Until next time, I love you. Peace.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.